Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
Yesterday, I introduced you to Tila Mickles, founder and CEO of Compassion in Action, a faith-based nonprofit organization located in Omaha. Tila was recently acknowledged by U.S. Congressman Don Bacon as a legacy leader during the month here of Black History Month. Tila, welcome again to the Daily Spotlight.
Thank you so much.
Tila, I know that the mission of Compassion in Action is embracing the person, rebuilding the family, and breaking the cycle. And you really focus on those that are incarcerated and the families that are impacted. I've heard you say how valuable every person is. You know, if you're not dead, God is not done. What inspired you to start Compassion in Action?
Like I said before, it was just the desire to give the love of God to the people that are lost. Since we started so long ago, we've learned from the people that we serve. We don't take in our agenda. We don't take in what we think. We trust God to expose us the value of those individuals so they understand that they are worth living. God doesn't make junk. God doesn't make mistakes, and God made them. And once they understand their value, when they're validated, then they're motivated to be educated.
Tila, often the incarcerated are a forgotten population, aren't they?
They totally are. And I don't even like the word incarcerated. I call them confined.
Mm.
I call our people residents or students or participants, because that's validating individuals in every way. And yes, they're totally forgotten. And that hasn't changed a whole lot over the 35 years we have been serving.
I just commend you for your heart. And the scripture is so clear that we're supposed to remember, you know, the widows, those that are in prison. And tomorrow we're going to continue the conversation about the responsibility of the community and particularly the body of Christ to serve those confined. Thank you so much, Tila. Look forward to the conversation tomorrow.
Thank you, too. God bless.